I'm on fire, baby. I just got back from Costa Rica on the Patch Adams Clown Mission to Costa Rica. Clown missions. We bring joy, playfulness to suffering. People in all kinds of situations. We went to a woman's prison. We went to a juvenile detention center for boys. We went to mentally and physically disabled communities where some of them were very severe. Couldn't even move. They're in a wheelchair. And we got them to respond. We got blind people responding. We got people up dancing, doing incredible things. It's amazing what you can get away with a red nose on and a crazy outfit. We had 15 new people that have never clowned before from all over the world. And I've been clowning and doing this stuff since 1977. That's how I started the profession of entertainment as a clown and a mime. So I was real comfortable doing it. Amazing what you get away with that nose. And Patch takes people all over the world. And again, like I said, bringing joy and playfulness to suffering. And we went in all these situations. I'm going to do another podcast about some of the things that happened. But this podcast is about the people, the clowns that were there, where they're from, what they experienced, and to share. And you can hear in their heart, most of the people talking have never done this before. And Patch is on here too. So I'm just going to turn it over and let these people tell you what they experienced.
My name is Sandy. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. And what inspired me to go on the trip was that I've been a fan of Patch Adams for a long time. I'm a nurse. He inspired me to be a nurse, and I've seen all the trips that he takes. And I felt like I could learn something from it and also give something to it. And one of the things that inspired me the most was there was an autistic kid who was also blind who they actually placed on a trampoline for vibration so that he could feel some type of happiness. And his whole body was vibrating from just the bounce of the trampoline and the fun balls that they would put around his head and things like that. And so I looked around and there were workers also crying. So it was a beautiful moment.
My name is Mark, and I'm from Urbana, Illinois. And I came here on this clown trip partially to explore what the possibilities of peace are and also to learn from Costa Ricans about how they do things differently from the United States. And one of the great moments for me was going to this homeless facility called San Jose Takes a Shower. And it was kind of a dream facility in which the people who created it asked homeless people what they want, and then they provided it. So they had a band, they had food, they had a dentist there. So I was inspired, and I got to clown with them. I felt welcomed. I felt like we were equals.
Hello.
It's a good start. Woman after my own heart. Okay. Okay, your name?
Mackenzie Johnson.
And you're from?
I am from Maryland in the U.S.
And why did you come here?
I came here because I am currently in the process of applying to medical school, but I know that there's a lot of frustration with how the medical profession treats patients. And I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And I thought that this would be a wonderful opportunity to learn from Patch how to care for people holistically. Yesterday, when we were at this homeless shelter for people that provided a lot of activities for them to do throughout their day, in the back of the shelter, there was a room for people to learn how to sew. And they were sewing sheets into what looked like lab coats. And there wasn't a lot of people back there, so I went back there and I started playing my flute. And there was a couple women just working on the machines, and they just got really into it. And one of them, she was just like absolutely having the time of her life with me, like playing my flute with her. And then after I done, she like clapped and then took me aside and like showed me how to use her sewing machine. And it was just really sweet. And we had a couple moments of connection throughout the day and just a great big hug at the end. And it was wonderful.
This is Katie Maple. I am from the Triangle area of North Carolina in the U.S. A moment that I really enjoyed, it's going to sound like nothing. It's going to sound like totally unremarkable. But I was we were at a facility for adults with disabilities, a day facility. And I had been interacting with this gentleman, and I noticed he was sitting down right in front of the speaker listening to music. And I identified with that because I like sometimes the feeling of the bass against my back. So I sat down next to him, And he didn't look at me for a really long time. And eventually, like, I kept looking over at him and smiling. And eventually he started looking at me too. And then we started swaying. And then I had my arm around him. And we stayed there for, I don't know, at least 5 songs, just touching each other along the side and swaying together to the music. And it was just so beautiful that I couldn't, my eyes welled up. You know, I shouldn't cry as a clown, so it was beautiful.
My name is Keith Whalen, and I'm from Montreal, Canada. And I came here because I saw the movie Patch Adams, and I wanted to experience this clowning trip with my girlfriend and all. And at some point, became more of a... I started to come here thinking I will bring joy to people, but I discovered myself during that trip, and I discovered that they are giving me a lot more than what I'm giving to them. Like, and I started to love myself. I had always a hard time to love myself, and coming here with all the other magnificent clowns and with the people, the connection I made to that trip, I started to love myself more because I know that I can give happiness to other people and joy and smiles.
What's a moment that happened with you in the last 5 days that really touched you?
It was Tuesday when I played ball with a balloon with a kid at the disability center. And we played a lot, and he wanted to offer me a Coca and something to eat and everything because he really considered me like his friend and everything. He wanted to welcome me, you know, like his true friend, his true family, you know. And that really touched me, honestly. It was very heartwarming, yeah.
I am born and raised in New Orleans, but flying in from San Jose, California. I come on the trip because Patch still has the magic 25 years later, and I want to embody that and learn from him as much as I can. I've been to Morocco with him last year, and to see him in person in his authentic self with the kids would just, like, I'm addicted to that. Like, as a professional clown myself over the last 20 years, I've traveled quite extensively too, but it's something about Patch. It's something about the energy, the newbies of clowning that you get to partner up with, share your experiences, and vice versa. The art of play never gets old, whether you're an experienced clown or not. You know, though I'm a balloon twister and I have bubbles, my moments were watching other people come alive and reaching people that they didn't even know how they were going to reach them on the bus. What the fear or the anxiety was, or I'm not sure if I can do this. But when I saw them, whatever their own strengths were used, that, like, kind of God gave them a strength and they realized, oh, I can use it with this person that is blind, or, oh, I can connect with this inmate. It was just happy to see, like, clowning will continue even after this trip because now they've been reeled in from a moment.
Hello, Patch. Why is this group so special to you, this clown trip?
Well, there are no complainers. You know, I've been on a huge number of clown trips.
How many, just curiously, about?
180.
Okay.
And I think this has had the least complainers ever.
Was there would you be willing to share a moment this week? I know there's many moments every time that touches you and you feel, was there one that maybe stick out that happened this week?
Well, the thing is, there are moments with people on the trip. I love it all. I live in clown clothes and have clowned every day for 60 years. It still feels new.
Every time?
Sure.
Sure. Thank you.
Because I'm in the present.
In the present. Anything you'd like to share with the people now that are listening in over 50 countries that you'd like to share about your clown mission?
If you're suffering, it's really stupid to be alive. If you have food and a friend, what are you bitching about?
Okay, so my name is Susan Parenti. I come because my hope is on the change of society. And I see people changing and doing wonderful things. And so I want to be part of the optimism of change. And I don't really respect all the pessimism around change. So that's why I come. I want to be with people who are thinking about how things could change.
Sure. Was there any moments this week that you had kind of a musical breakthrough this week, didn't you? You're telling me?
Yeah.
You play the accordion.
I really play the piano.
And do you have your doctorate in music, did I hear?
Yes, I have a doctorate in music composition. Yeah, right. I have two doctorates. Yes, and no, I mean, what's really been wonderful is discussions with people that are intense and really want to figure stuff out. And that's been so, you know, there's so much bogus baloney. You think, why am I talking to this asshole? But here...
Hope you don't mean me right now.
No, here there's not a single person I think is an asshole. People are trying to figure things out and have a sense of humor, persistence. So it's been, the whole week has been wonderful.
I'm...
And we've got to put up with this cat all week.
Okay. I'm Oat. And Nuts. No, I'm Oat and Nuts. And I came here...
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from Germany, but live in Bulgaria, study medicine. And I...
You're in medical school, studying medicine right now?
Yeah, third year medical school. And I'm really happy to be here because, like, I have set ideas in my head and I want to find sharing values and answers from this community, and I already find a lot in this, and I'm really happy to be a part of this like community, because what I learned here is that the world is beautiful and big, but there's always something what opens a door to a totally new world, what you don't know and don't even ever understood that it would be there. So I'm really thankful for this, that I have this view of this new world in my eyes, and that is a nose of a clone is even more than a nose of a clone.
And was there a moment this week that really sticks? I mean, there's so many, but how about one moment?
Oof. Yeah, like, there was a guy in Russia, you know? Like, he was basically, I think he was even blind, and he couldn't move really much, and he never was really approached by anyone, except Patch Adams. But I have their friend. He's a redneck, you know. But we went to him together.
He's talking about me, but he's having fun.
We went to him together, you know. And just like we're going to his belly with our hands together, like rubbing it. And he like moved.
He was moving with you.
Yeah, he was jamming with me. He was jamming with the music with us. And there was a special moment, like where both of us was rubbing it at him. And he opened his eyes.
Yes.
And then was saying a word to us.
Yes,
and it was like so nice. And I wanted to say thank you. It was one of the best moments in this trip.
It was, because we were together doing that, and it was so funny. This is kind of between us, but just Patch was...
No, you go on.
And Patch was talking, and Patch was saying, and I was rubbing him and just doing the same thing, and got him to stand up out of the chair, but he just never opened his eyes, and he never opened his eyes.
Then we looked at each other and say, okay, we did.
Yeah, we looked at each other, but we got him to open his eyes.
Okay.
But that was just a funny moment that happened. And that's what happens here. There's those moments that happen between people and clowns that are just magical that you can't put words to.
The small, special moments. I think, thank you.
So my name is Kelly. I'm from Canada. I've always wanted to go on this clowning trip. It's always been one of my dreams to meet Patch Adams. And Patch Adams, honestly, has been one of the greatest inspirations in my life. And he inspired me in order to get into healthcare. And that's one of the reasons why I'm a nurse nowadays. Because I really love his mission. I really love everything he does. And he inspired me to bring more love and care to my own patients. Because that's something that the patients really need nowadays. And
the moment, I know there's many moments this week, but there's one that really sticks out with you're clowning with?
Honestly, just like you said, there are a lot of moments that sticked into my mind, but the moment that made me really, really emotional was when I saw Patch with another disabled girl in her wheelchair, and he removed his prosthetic leg.
Yes, yes.
That was amazing, right?
Yes.
He removed.
Explain to everybody what it was.
Yes, so he removed his prosthetic leg, and then the girl as well removed her prosthetic leg because they both had an amputation of their leg. So when they both removed the prosthetic legs, then they did stumping together. So
they touched. Yeah.
Yes, they combined like both of their amputated legs together. And that moment was like totally magical. I saw everyone with tears in their eyes, and it was very, very beautiful, honestly speaking.
You know,
what's
really really interesting about that is that you know, people were focusing on the girl because she was really laughing. I mean, she was so happy.
She was very smiley.
You know, and Patch has that character, clowning what he does of a Down syndrome. Patch wasn't doing that character. Pat was elated, laughing. Did you see that? I mean,
yes.
He was Patch, just elated.
He was. I totally agree. And even Patch himself, he said that that's the first time he did that with another person. It's the first time that had ever happened.
He's only had his prosthesis for about a year and a half, hasn't
he? Yes,
yeah.
It's very recent.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I've got that on video to show people, and it just shows people that you can be free and be happy with yourself and show and laugh and have joy with it.
Yes, exactly. I'm really grateful. You know, having come on this clowning trip, it really changed me inside. It opened up my heart and my soul, and I'm feeling all of these colors inside me. I feel as if I'm healing inside, and I'm also healing others.
This is Araceli. I was born in Peru. I live in New York City. The reason why I came with Patch Adams trip is because he's one of the most beautiful souls that I think exists on the planet Earth right now. I'm very inspired by his mission. His love for joy and care are unbelievable. I just want to be close to the most beautiful human being that I have ever met.
And what's a moment that happened with you?
Yes, yesterday we went to this place in a homeless shelter, and I met this lady, Rosa. She was 74, and she was learning some computer skills there. So I started singing a song for her with tambourines, and then she asked me to please stop singing because she only sings religious songs. So at that moment, I changed the song, and me and her, we started singing Él es el Rey, which means he is the king in Spanish, and we both just had a full moment of joy. And at that moment, I realized that by coming into the world and giving myself, I'm learning a lot more from them than what I feel that I am giving out. So it was very fulfilling, it was very beautiful, it was very peaceful, and I'm so grateful for this chance of being here and be part of this awesome tribe.
My name's Nicola. I'm from Australia. I came here because I did a clowning and crisis zones workshop last year, and I had the most fun, and I was the happiest I'd been all year. And they pointed us in the direction of this organization. And a moment that really touched me, I guess, today helped to get a young man up from the stairs, and it was through a playful thing where we were struggling to get up the stairs, and he was helping us to walk. And then we sang songs with him, and we did all sorts of games, and he even la-la'd along, which I hadn't had it in other spaces that we'd done so far, just going la 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 like that. And then at the end, he even almost ate Patch's booger.
And I think it's important to let people know this was at a juvenile detention center.
Yes.
And these young men were not willing to get up and stand up and play along very easily, were they?
No, not at all. So it was like you appreciate it more, and it was more special when they got up and they sort of gave in and said, oh, all right. And then they ended up really having lots of fun and laughing and smiling so lovely, yeah.
As much as you're smiling now.
Yeah, yeah.
My name is Patrick. I'm from Germany, live in Switzerland.
And you did live in
many other countries, yeah.
He's a spy.
Oh, yes, I am. Spy for peace.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
Why did you come on the clown mission?
Because I wanted to.
Got me.
I embalanced you.
You do that all the time with me, though, on the bus.
No. No. I wanted to be here already many, many, many years ago, and I grabbed that opportunity that it happened this time. Yeah.
Because you are a former, you have quite a history to you, Patrick. You are a former, were you a monk?
For a while. Yeah.
So you've taken clowning to and dancing to Palestine as well, haven't you?
Oh, we have done lots of things, lots of interesting things. Like,
yeah, we're kind of waiting to hear that now. That's what I'm trying to get you to say.
All right. Okay. Then give me some examples. So we practiced Aikido with rebels. We practiced Aikido with military forces, with police. We practiced parkour, the art of movement, with children in Gaza.
And what was the effect that it had on them?
I don't know. They had fun.
What else is there?
Well, there's so much more to tell in 5 minutes.
You've exceeded your time, by the way.
Oh, sorry. We had very special moments with my little unicorn, Trudy. We were approaching people. She was kissed 10,000 times. She was wet from outside, from inside as well, because it was quite hot at times.
I'm not touching that line at all.
Yeah, well, you know where I had my hands all the time while making her move. Anyway, it was a gorgeous moment because the people loved her so much and I was just participating, jumping in between.
When we went that one place with the adults that were severely physically and mentally disabled, you know, the one where Patch took off his prosthesis and that, yeah. You were really connecting with a lot of people there with that, with your puppet, getting things out of those people.
Absolutely. I mean, they were kissed by the puppet. They cuddled with the puppet. And we cuddled all together eventually. That was a great idea from Trudy, being that open.
All right, my name is Rob Carney.
If you don't know Rob Carney, we did a 30-minute podcast with him, but here he is again in the flesh. Why do you come on these clown missions, Rob?
So I'm coming on the clown trip because it's been too long since my last clown trip, and COVID is done now, so I just had to come. The unadulterated love that you find on a clown trip that you don't necessarily find other places. So Ariel, this guy is a 40-year-old guy. He's a guy. I've said that four times now. So he's in a facility. He's severely autistic, and he's hanging out on the fringes behind the group. So I sought him out. I followed him around. Didn't block him in or anything like that. I was just watching for patterns. I found the pattern to the way that he was playing. I started mimicking him, and eventually he invited me into his world. And that's the good stuff right there.
Hi, my name is Katie, and I am from Los Angeles, California. I came on this clown trip because I am a hospital clown at LA General Medical Center, and I wanted to take my clowning to the next level internationally. And also at the same time, personally, for my life, I feel like I've just been in this constant cycle of doing the same thing over and over and over again, and I feel like clowning is the one thing that I've attached myself to and is the one thing that has made me feel most fulfilled in my life. So I knew that this was meant for me, and it's been so amazing so far. I would say that my favorite moment so far has been with this young autistic man who came up to me and immediately befriended me with no questions asked and offered me chicle, which is gum in Spanish. And so he gave me this invisible chicle.
And it was invisible.
It was invisible chicle. It wasn't actual gum. He was in this world of imagination. And we used nothing but our hands and our faces and our gestures. So we chewed on this gum and blowed gigantic bubbles and popped them together. He went away for a little bit, came back, said, "Tu cumpleaños, it's your birthday." I said, "Okay, yay." And so we held an invisible cake together, sang the cumpleaños song in Spanish, and then blew out the candles, and it was just such magic. And it's reminded me how you can create worlds for yourself whenever you want. You don't need anything.
I'm Michelle, and from Asunción, Paraguay, and this is my first clown trip. Actually, I came here because I wanted to challenge myself. I want to learn from people that were clowning for longer, and this exceeded all my expectations. I learned so much. I learned the ability of being ridiculous and not being ashamed of it. And the reason I came to the trip was Oh, no, the best part, right? Oh, sorry. Okay. Yeah, I already said the...
Come on, we're clowns. There's no rules.
Yeah, that was... Okay, so I think my favorite part was every morning was very special, like the mornings that we went clowning. I think I have to say the jail was like the what surprised me the most.
Today, the juveniles or with the women's prison?
I think both, but... okay, so in the women's prison, I felt so much comfortable than today, but today was so much profound and deep. So
in what way?
Because I speak Spanish, and so I stayed with a bunch of kids talking.
But not kids, they were juvenile men.
Yeah.
They were, when there's no women in there except for the staff.
Yeah, exactly. But I felt like I saw in their eyes the kids, you know. I saw them. I saw their hearts. I saw how they were acting tough. They were acting like they were this, I'm so mean. I did la 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 la. But I saw like they were just kids that needed love, you know. That and I like.
And you gave it to them.
I tried to. But yes, I think today was very special, yeah, because I connected with them, I spoken to them, and I really hope that their lives get better.
We are trying to be serious right now, and there's another clown walking around with a spoon on her
with nose. A spoon on her nose.
My name's Dolly Costello, and I'm actually a school psychologist retired, and this is my fourth tour, and I can't.
So why do you come back?
Because it's like I get my heart and soul filled. Like being with the people we're with as a clown, it's like my true self-expression. And my moment, and I didn't quite realize it till I got feedback, was I was with this woman, and I saw her kind of go away. And I'm not a psychologist here, so I didn't try to diagnose her. I was just with her. And kind of off and on, but then I spent a lot of time with her, and it turned out she had schizophrenia, and she woke up the next morning and said, "Where's my clown?" But I connected with her, and when she kind of disappeared, I stayed with her. Do you know, it's like, and then she'd come back and we'd play, and then she'd kind of go away, like her mind would go away. And it was so moving.
And that's what clown, you just brought it. When you clown, you're just with the person.
It's being with them, however they are and however they aren't. So just because she wasn't present, I didn't leave. I just beed with her the way she was and the way she wasn't. And it's glorious.
My name's Bill Dolaire from Chicago. This is... reason for coming. It's my 15th trip, so I just love it here. And
what do you love about it, Bill?
Helping people, cheering up kids and other people that might not get all the attention and get reasons for laughing. And my special moment, I was saying, a girl who was blind and heavily deaf, and I have a bracelet that goes from my hand and can go on to the other person's hand. It moves up and down their arms. And when I did that to her, she just jumped up, and she really loved the senses. So, and that was the most special moment, and other moments too. So,
I'm Ragini, and I'm from India. And why I came on this clown trip? So, I'm a doctor, and I do want to be able to care for my patients with more than just medicines. And I was looking for the perfect way to learn that, because I'm not taught that at my med school, and I did not have like-minded people around me, and I wanted to meet such people, and that's when I came across the clown mission. And I did not know what to expect, to be honest. I just read that they want to care for people, and I just wanted to learn the art of caring, and I came, and I have no regrets regarding that. Exactly the opposite of that, because honestly, I think this has been the best trip I've had, and I travel a lot. But this has been the best trip I've had. I can't imagine a better way of living your life when, like, you know, you wake up in the morning and you get some time to adjust to the world, and then you go out and you're trying to spread this happiness to the entire world, and you come back by 12 o'clock. We're usually done with our entire event of the day, and I'm on such a high after that that it's just too hard to have a bad day. I just have a good day irrespective of what happens. And the thing is, I think it was I would like to deny the fact that I came here to give. I think it was very selfish of me, because I actually think while I'm trying to give, I actually receive a lot. So I was selfish on this trip in trying to give them. I actually got a lot, and I think I have actually gotten more than I actually gave out. So
what was was there a moment that sticks out?
I actually have a lot, but this, so we were at the shelter for homeless people, and there was this guy. He was initially standing like on the outskirts. He was kind of young, and he didn't seem to talk to anyone. And then initially there was all the dancing happening. With that, we slowly rolled him in to the whole thing. And then we were sitting at lunch with him, and then he told us, you know, he does some artwork, but he's unable to sell them because he whenever he makes art, he feels like just gifting it to people. It's too hard for him to ask for money. And I was telling him, you know, you should.
You did the auction.
So I actually was trying to tell him, you know, you should get all your other friends in the shelter to do the dirty work for you. You know, you should just give them some commission or something. And he was like, you know what, I'll just show you how I make things. And then he started drawing, and we were all watching carefully. And as soon as he was done, like, we kind of lifted him from the table, and we were like, you know, we're going to sell this for you. And as you know, and thankfully Daisy was there, who started the auction for us. And with each rise in amount, you know, every time somebody else claimed a higher amount, you could literally see his like facial expressions changing. Like, you know, he was trying to be all macho because he's this young man. He's like, I can't cry in front of a group of people. But then he was so close to, like, you know, having tears in his eyes. He was like trying to stop those tears. And when he actually got that money, he kept looking at everyone. I could see him like moving his hands in a very nervous manner. I actually asked him, what's up with you, bro? Why are you nervous? He's like, you know, the world has not been nice to me, and I'm so scared of the world. And then I think we kind of got 25,000 colognes for him.
It was a beautiful moment, because you and Daisy, and you just, let's have an auction. All the clowns gathered around, and I just shelled out 2,000, and then it went up, and they pulled out real money. This was not a fake clown auction. This was a real money auction.
They actually, we went up to 10,000, I think. And then there was an anonymous donor who gave another 10,000. And another one person gave 5,000. So he, at the end of it, he got 25,000 for that painting, which he never expected to even, like, you know, show to everyone, let alone sell. And in that moment, I saw his expression changing. You know, in that moment, I think he was beginning to believe in himself that maybe he can make it happen. You know, and at a homeless shelter for people, like, people usually do not get that kind of belief in them, you know. And I actually went up to him later, and he basically told me that he loved me, because, and it was such an emotional moment. I remember going back onto the bus and crying, because I was thinking, you know, maybe in that moment he received this flicker of hope from me, and I wish I could stay around to give more of that to him. But I can't, and I hope there is someone. And I told him this, that when he told me he was scared of the world because there are not nice people in the world. And I told him, you know, I'm pretty sure when you meet 10 people, 9 out of them are going to disappoint you. And maybe there's going to be this one person who's going to reciprocate and make you feel connected. But in the fear of those 9, if you don't extend yourself, you're going to miss out on that one person. And then I drew a little drawing for him, because he didn't have a smartphone, so he could not click a picture with me. So I drew a little stick figure on a small piece of paper saying, it's going to be okay, wrote my name on it and gave it to him. That was like the best thing I felt.
Well, my name is Anna. I'm from Costa Rica. I am here because, well, I met the clown trips like 10 years ago. Since that, I have been clowning. And for me, it's an opportunity to reconnect to the way I connect with people. For me, the clown is a way to connect in a more human way with the people in my daily basis. But this week always like give me so much energy and remember the important things in life.
Like what?
Like, for example, when you are like in a regular day, we are usually like in a very reactive way. Like, we are like just living, like not enjoying the life. And when we are here, it helps me remember to see the little things, to see the people, to connect with the people, to remember why are we here, to remember that it's not so important that I have like a test and that I failed that test. That's like nothing compared with when you are like with this human being and you connect and you feel that connection, that human connection, and you feel like this is life, this is the little moments of life. So for me, the clowns helps me to connect with people. So this week is like a reminder of how to connect with people. I think a moment in this week probably will be at the second day that we were with the adult huts. There was like this little couple and they were like holding hands and just like dancing with balloons. And everybody around them were like crazy, but they were like just enjoying that so much and feeling like so happy. And they were like so pure. I mean, the love was so pure, and I feel like their love and everybody's love, I don't know, it was like so much love everywhere. So I think that was like a moment really beautiful for me, because it reminds me like, what is love? Like, that was love. And I have been feeling love with so many people this week. So yeah, I think that's for me.
You know, Anna, I was walking, when we all went outside, the one girl, I took her arm, and then Susan on the accordion started playing Here Comes the Bride, like we were getting married. And we were doing that, and her boyfriend, the one in the yellow shirt and the red hat, that guy, he came up and grabbed her other arm. So we went walking, and those are those moments that happen when you're clowning that are so spontaneous, and you said it just touches your heart.
Yes, definitely. And I think we can have these moments every day if you look at the world with the clown eyes. But we forgot the clown eyes. We are like, on a regular day, we don't use the clown eyes. So actually what Patch says, that he is a clown and he have never have a bad day since he is a clown. I feel that really, because I think it's more about the way we see the world, and that changed everything for me.
See the world with clown eyes. Selliness, fun, playfulness, being with another human being, touching them, smiling with them, playing with a balloon, anything you can think of to connect with another human being. When you do that, something happens, it's magical. You connect with them, soul to soul, heart to heart, eye to eye. And even if they're blind, or even if they're autistics that you can't communicate with them, you can feel it. You can feel a touch from them. The veil of ego is lifted, my friends. And you look into the eyes of God. And that's love. You share love. Find a way to let your clown eyes come through. If you've never done it before, well, you're going to hear more about the Dopio Project, something I'm starting here in Kansas City. Or go call the Gesundheit or write the Gesundheit Institute, that's Patch's group, and go on a clown mission. They're all over the world. Your life won't be the same. I guarantee you won't be the same. Heart to heart, soul to soul. Make the connection. Keep those clown eyes going and stay amused. Because you know what? It's your life. Why not have a fun, playful, joyful life?
please tell me what else is there. We'll listen to each other next time.